question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Columbia University has dropped its midnight deadline for hundreds of pro-Palestinian student protesters to remove their tent camps from the school grounds. The university president says talks with the students have shown progress and are continuing as planned. Meantime, students at Princeton University are holding their own sit-in over the war in the Middle East. According to a Princeton student group on social media, at least two students were arrested during a peaceful protest on campus Thursday morning. Another town down the shore is implementing a curfew for kids and teens.
In North Wildwood, anyone under the age of 18 will not be allowed outdoors this summer during the overnight hours from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. North Wildwood officials voted to approve the curfew this month. Minors will not be allowed in public, even in vehicles, during those hours from May 15th through September 15th. The curfew also applies to Halloween. For the rest of the year, curfew in North Wildwood begins at 11 p.m. The neighboring city of Wildwood passed a similar curfew last summer. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public. They grow what they sell with the largest selections of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. The ACLU of New Jersey and the Garden State Equality have sent letters to 16 school districts urging them to readopt policies they say protect LGBTQ plus youth. Six school districts on the Jersey Shore were among the recipients of those letters. The policy in question affirms New Jersey's transgender student guidance for school districts. The groups argue the revocation of the policy by the school districts tells LGBTQ plus students and their families that their schools may not offer a welcoming environment. A food pantry in Bradley Beach is looking for somewhere to go in light of a constant disagreement with the church that hosts it. The Bradley Food Pantry is closing its doors on May 17th. Executive Director Linda Curtis says they've been looking for the right new spot since August.
We are also going to look for a turnkey temporary space. We would be very interested in some place that has some storage capacity and a big parking lot where we could pop up a tent, for instance.
The pantry is still running 3 days a week, Wednesday through Friday. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. The big warm-up is coming. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Yesterday was pretty brisk, but today we're doing better. Temperatures still end up below seasonal normals. We'll see highs around 60 this afternoon with plenty of sunshine and dry weather. Tonight, clear and chilly again. Lows dip into the upper 30s, and then into the weekend we go. Tomorrow, you might see a little sun early on, then clouds fill in. Highs back to around 60. Also, watch for a few rain showers late day tomorrow. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, but we are warming up. Highs on Sunday around 70 degrees. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by the Men with Tools. Finance new windows and doors with no money down and no interest for 21 months. Call 908-224-9000 or visit themenwithtools.com. That's 21 months of no interest financing on windows and doors. Visit themenwithtools.com. Right now in Hackensack, it's 53 in New Brunswick, 55 Evesham, 54. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.